Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to the Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erev and Daf Tzadiches, the Gemara talks about in the bottom of Tzadiches and Beis how one should treat Sifrei Kodesh properly, Svarim, Tefillin, Mezuzos, not to turn it on its face and to cover it, not to leave it in a form of a bizyonos to the Kisvei Kodesh. So there is a discussion in the postgame. What happens if a person drops a pair of Tefillin or a person drops a Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom? Does a person have to fast? What should a person do? So it's brought down by the poskim that Achron discussed the following chakira. When a person drops tefillin, the reason why a person has to fast is brought down that poskim, is it because he showed the lack of shmirah? He didn't protect the tefillin properly? Or is it because it was a siman from Shemayim that he has a certain avera, he has a certain tshuva he needs to do, and this is the siman of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, do something better. So what's an afkamina? So what an afkamina point out is, let's say it falls v'onus. The guy did the proper shmirah, but something, an earthquake came, a tornado came and sent the tefillin flying. So in that case, it wasn't a lack of shmirah, in which case he would not have to fast at all. But if it's because it was a siman from Shemayim, so whether it's an earthquake, a hurricane, so that's going to still be a siman from Shemayim, and the person would have to fast in that case. What about people who don't have to watch it, but they see the tefillin fall? Do they have to fast? So if it's about those, the person who didn't have the proper shmirah, so only the owner of the tefillin, the one who's responsible, would have to fast. Those who simply observe that the tefillin fell would not have to fast. But if you assume it's a siman from Shemayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the tefillin to fall, then it wouldn't only be to the person who owns and who's watching the tefillin, but anybody else who observes that this siman would have a responsibility to fast. He brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem, Sif Katan Gimel, he writes, "Nogin ha'olam lehisanos kishen nofel tefillin miyado al ha'aretz below nartikon." The practice is that people fast when the tefillin falls out if it's not in the case. V'huadin kishen nofel sefer Torah afilu benartikon. In sefer Torah, even if it is in the cover, the practice is that one fasts. He doesn't address other people, doesn't address whether it's an onus or not. Nonetheless, the Chida brings down among other posim that v'zman hazeh, many of us are very, very weak. Certainly one who's old and weak, but generally we're very, very weak. The practice is to give tzedakah in its stead, or maybe to take a fast day on half a day, or a tainis dibor, some other form of tshuva. And typically we say that if it's a person's tefillin that falls, only the owner would have to fast, the others wouldn't have to fast or give tzedakah. When it comes to Sefer Torah, the psak is that anybody who observed the Sefer Torah falling would have to do some form of tshuva, whether it be a full fast, a half a fast, or simply giving tzedakah.